Kent, the Boston Marathon bombing 10 years on, a time America rose above its pain. By Simon Kent on April 16, 2023. Jokhar Tsarnaev is the convicted Boston Marathon bomber. I hope one day the terrorist rots in hell for what he did in 2013 to claim the lives of three people, including an 8-year-old boy, and injure hundreds more. This story is not about him or his despicable deed. Nor is it about his dead brother and co-conspirator. Both sought to visit carnage on the race dominating the Massachusetts holiday of Patriots Day that commemorates the start of the Revolutionary War. They acted by the simple expedient of placing two pressure cooker bombs filled with nails and other metal debris to inflict maximum injury that exploded among the spectators watching the finish of the contest. Three people were killed and nearly 300 others wounded. 17 people lost limbs in the blast, with countless more left carrying the physical and mental scars to this day. This is about the events immediately after the ethnic Chechens kicked the lid off hell and tried to scare, coerce, defeat, and humiliate the people of Boston in particular and wider America in general. They failed on all counts. The reason is simple. The United States is a land of freedom. It is peopled by some of the most generous and caring men and women on the planet who are happy to work together in common cause. I spent a week in Boston witnessing those virtues after the bombing, covering what followed for the Toronto Sun newspaper along with my colleagues. An Australian working for a Canadian news outlet reporting on a terrorist attack in a major U.S. city. I was privileged to watch as the city healed its soul and the entire population worked to help each other through the trauma of events. It wasn't easy. Oh, it was easy for me. I was alive and unscathed. The pain was being felt around Boston, with 27 local hospitals suffering from the start as the first responders came and went delivering the mounting casualties. Then the dead were identified. The numbers of injured rose again. Streets around Boston's center were closed. People sent home. A general curfew was instigated and the commercial airspace shut down over the city. Soon police stood on every corner while the National Guard did its job providing security and comfort by its sheer presence on empty, echoing streets. After the initial shock, the question was asked, who did this and why? The FBI's computer analysis and response team moved quickly, examining video of the bomb site along with the comings and goings immediately before and after the blast. Analysts pinpointed two possible suspects. Then they called a press conference, released images to the world, and soon after they gave the murderers' names. The hunt was on. Today, we are enlisting the public's help to identify the two suspects. Richard Day Lauriers, the special agent in charge of the FBI's Boston field office, told a packed news conference on that Thursday, some 72 hours after the terror attack. Day Lauriers described both men as armed and extremely dangerous and cautioned the public not to take any action on their own if either was seen. But now they had pictures. The suspects could be seen. Faces could be recognized and the public urged to be cautious, but act as one to find and report on the whereabouts of the two terrorists. We know the public will play a critical role in locating these two suspects, Day Lauriers said. Somebody out there knows these individuals. No bit of information is too small for us to see. Though it may be difficult, the nation is counting on those with information to come forward. The public responded to that call. A tip was telephoned in. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was subsequently shot and killed after a car chase and shootout with police, while Jokhar Tsarnaev was apprehended after being found hiding in a boat parked on a residential property in Watertown, Massachusetts. With that, the pressure went off. The city sought to get back to normal. In the days after the words Boston Strong became a byword for its own resilience and that of its people. Last year the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty for now 29-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev. The court's move reversed a 2020 ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit and to reinstate the district court's earlier ruling. The 127th running of the Boston Marathon takes place Monday. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.